Yo, this is Kid Knievel, my stateless beanie on today, bigging up Groovement.
Right, they briefly got a taxi coming, Kid Knievel. How was the show tonight, Band on the Wall?
Yeah, it was kind of weird, but it's all good.
Weird in what sense, Kid Knievel?
It was like a dude at the front doing some spacey, like, orbital dance, man.
He's gone home now.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
He put his guns up as well.
Yeah. He was feeling it, though, that's cool, but it was kind of tripping me out a little bit. But it's all good, yeah.
Stateless things generally. I had a chat with the boys earlier on. The album's been out a while. Feedback been good?
Yeah, man. Been lots of love and reviews and stuff, which has been really nice, encouraging. Yeah, man, it's been cool. We've just been working hard, getting the live set up and running and all that jazz.
Is it hard for you to sort of balance your solo output with that? Is it completely two different beasts?
It kind of has crossover areas, and then sometimes it's like a bit of a juggling act, but just kind of figure it out. Doing the two live sets is confusing because I got different buttons doing different things on my MPD, so I kind of fuck up sometimes because I don't know which is which. But yeah, but no, it's cool. It's just a bit of a juggling act, but you know, I learn a lot from doing the stateless thing, which feeds into my own kind of stuff as well. So yeah.
I was thinking if you ever do like a sequel to Stateless, you could call it Stateless Quo.
Oh, nice, man. Like a could be like a mashup band.
Yeah. Just a little idea for a beat type, though.
Yeah. We should do that. It's a good look.
Nice job on the R. Kelly flip, by the way.
Oh yeah, you heard that?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, that's like an in joke that I just put on SoundCloud anyway. But yeah.
Nihon Kizuna, you've been involved in some of the live events. How have they gone?
What?
Nihon Kizuna.
Oh, okay, cool. I didn't talk to you for a minute.
Remember that charity thing we've been doing? Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, it's been amazing, man. It's been like the compilation has been crazy, and then we did the fundraiser with all the. We played. We had Arm Unit. We had Slugger. We had Blue Daisy. It's been great. It's been really good. Just feel good to be involved in that. Like from a moral and musical standpoint. So, it's cool.
And obviously the bonus sort of album came out afterwards. You know what Laurent's plans are? So just what? Maybe have a few more parties or.
I'm not sure.
It's hard, isn't it? Because it's. It's not as if you could just put a stop to collecting money for something like that.
Yeah, it's kind of a difficult one, but then it's like, you know, do you dedicate all your time to that thing, or do you do like your bit and then move on? I don't know. But Lawrence back in the UK now, so we did a little sound clash the other week in London with.
Is that the one you streamed from the.
On their Ustream channel. With Mr. Beanie.
Yeah, Mr. Beanie.
That was cool fun. I think we're going to do some more of those.
And yourself, how's new album going, or just working on different things at the moment? What are you doing?
I've been kind of like caught up doing all the stateless stuff, but now that's kind of up and running. I started working on a collaboration album with Daisuke Tanabe from Japan.
No shit, really?
So I think that's the next.
I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, that we've done like two or three tracks, and they come out super, super nice. So that's going to be the main thing, work-wise this year, finishing that. And then I've got a bunch of other like EPs and just did a track for a Mentors album and a few things. But the main album project for myself is going to be this thing with Daisuke.
Tell me about Daisuke. What do you like about him?
Oh man, I just think he's so like. The musical parts he comes up with just really kind of speak to me. They got a real soulfulness and a uniqueness about them. And he's just sick, man. He's just a crazy dude who like sits in this crazy house all day making mad sounds. And like he goes out with his little dictaphone and like records loads of like crazy mad Japanese shit and then makes these crazy beats out of them. And like so he's just been sending parts back and forth from working on stuff.
Is he in Tokyo?
He's just outside Tokyo. Kind of lives in the countryside and goes fishing. His life is crazy, man. It's cool. So I went out there in December and we started working on stuff. And then he's coming to the UK in the summer and we're going to work on some stuff.
Sick. Because I've been trying to chatting to him about doing a mix and an interview and stuff.
Oh yeah. We'll hook you up, man, for sure.
Look forward to your next Groovement mix when you've got a minute, man.
I'll get on it.
Sick. Kid Knievel, I think the Kid Knievel chariot is outside, so Kid K, aka Stateless Don.
Being summoned.
Take it easy, man.
YouTube bro, cheers man, peace.